Lieutenant Grant limps up behind Pickler and twists her claws open.
What's the problem?
Nurse Pickler's red face pales. Lieutenant, return to your bed. This is an internal disciplinary issue and none of your concern. Henri and Luke walk toward us as the orderlies roll Catelyn away on a gurney. I use my right hand to massage the skin where fingernails left their marks. I think we're done here. Thank you for your concern, Lieutenant. Captain Jensen wants me in the treatment room.
You're skating on thin ice, Simmons, Pickler says.
She sneers at Grant and points a long, thin, tremulous finger toward the ward. Back to bed, Lieutenant. Nurse Pickler storms out of the room, her head high.
You looked like you were about to unload on her, Grant says. I mean, physically.
Seen that plenty. I thought, thanks, I can handle myself.
Not saying you can't. God, no. What's she have against you?
A bunch of things, I suppose. She's from Boston and worked at Mass General. I'm a country bumpkin to her. She's a head nurse, and I'm only an aide.
For the moment, right?
Yeah. The funny thing is, I'm the one who went to a university nursing school, not her. There were none when she trained.
Not everyone will face pregnancy, but dying, we're all in it together, no matter how much we deny or try to postpone the reality. It's not a secret, but you wouldn't know it by our attitudes and actions. Fear and squeamishness make death topics non grata, that which must not be named, exacerbated by our see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil rules of engagement. Yes, the idea of impermanence is scary and disorienting, but it's compounded by failing to talk about it and lacking resources for navigating the inevitability. Good Goodbyes, A Mortal's Guide to Life, includes the facts of life about the end of life. Even if you find the topic distressing, know that your preparation will make it easier for yourself and others.
As he was watching the toys being loaded, Ranger heard sleigh bells overhead. He looked up and saw a familiar sight, a team of 8 reindeer led by his brother Rudolph, whose famous nose glowed as red as a fire truck, flying through the air. They were practicing for their Christmas Eve flight. Ranger noticed that Santa himself wasn't in the sleigh, which was being steered by a trusted elf. Ranger guessed Santa was making one of his department store visits to hear what children wanted for Christmas. He liked to do that so that children would never be sure if they were talking to Santa himself or to one of his helpers. Ranger sighed.
That's what I really want to do, he said softly to himself. Pull Santa's sleigh.
Then he heard a familiar voice say,
You know the rules, Ranger. You have to prove yourself as a flyer before you can be hitched to Santa's big sleigh.
Ranger turned and saw that his friend Carlana had come to see him.
Beyond Bitcoin, Navigating the Blockchain Revolution. Introduction. In the foreword of a 2016 report on how blockchain technology could improve the tax system, Mark Schofield, global and UK leader, tax reporting and strategy at PwC, stated the following. It would be naive to think it blockchain, the nostrum, but it would be a mistake to underestimate the potential impact. A technology has come along a few times in history, created opportunities never thought of before, and changed human society significantly in almost every aspect.
Any visit to Pine Grove Farms would involve some saddle time. So it was that, during this Christmastime visit, I found myself riding with Harriet through a pasture at their hog and cattle farm called the Frost Place. She stopped and shifted in her saddle to point across a small ravine to an unprepossessing chestnut gelding pawing through the snow to reach grazable plants.
You remember Murphy, she presumed incorrectly. Red's foal by Mister?
I vaguely recalled Red, a touchy, nothing special Appaloosa mare. I had enjoyed riding her bareback a few times while residing with the Haynerts during my last year of high school. I don't usually like to ride bareback, but Red didn't like saddles even more.